This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:16 in the evening. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And our next story is on restarting work and industries being able to get going again and whether or not bureaucracy might be getting in the way of that. So we see that in the latest phase of the MCO, some sectors have been allowed to reopen with specific requirements they'll have to fulfill, such as testing their employees for COVID-19 before being able to restart operations. So the Malaysian Insight spoke to some associations about how they felt. So we have, for example, Datuk Shamsuddin Bardan, the Executive Director of the Malaysian Employers Federation. He said he's worried that red tape will be an issue when it comes to testing as well as approval from the government. After all, COVID-19 tests will take time to complete, especially if the company has lots of employees. And the approval process with MITI, that's the Ministry of International Trade and Industry, could take more than a week. Meanwhile, during this span of time, businesses are left in some limbo as whether, you know, they're unsure whether or not they need to send their staff for testing and so on. They also spoke to Datuk So Tian Lai, who's the president of the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, who said that while it may slow down operations, the move is a good one. So employees will feel safe while they're working. And I suppose that tells you something about the balance and priorities, you know, how we need to be able to balance both those things, which has been an ongoing discussion, right? Like trying to get the economy, trying to get businesses going again while not compromising public health. There is, of course, this desire to plug leaks right now, be able to do that as soon as possible. Any sort of delay hurts businesses, livelihoods and the economy. And it doesn't help businesses when the MCO extensions are announced in two-week chunks as opposed to a more definitive period that people could be able to plan for a bit better. But we also know that if guidelines aren't stringent enough, we could see people coming to harm from COVID-19, potential small clusters within businesses and factories. And then that would, of course, potentially lead to this need to extend a quarantine. So it is a tough one. It is not easy. And I would just love to hear from you guys on if you are part of these industries, if you fall within these industries, if your company is part of that and you're now thinking about reopening, going back to work, how do you feel about it? And especially how do you feel about COVID-19 testing being made a mandatory part of reopening? You can call 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, we're crossing over to Dennis Tan, who's the Managing Director of Ocnet Water Technology and Secretary General of the Master Builders Association Malaysia. Dennis, thank you so much for joining us. Have you been able to restart operations today?
Actually, nobody started in the construction industry. We have submitted approval. Some have gotten their approval. Some are still waiting for the approval. But then, having said that, all the construction workers at site must go through the swab test. So this is preparations. Some are arranging for a test and some paperwork and this kind of thing. So those who got approval one are doing the necessary arrangement now. But nobody has ever started the site work yet so far.
And what's the sentiment that you've gathered from the industry on being able to resume operations starting this week?
Yeah, we hope to be able to start as soon as possible because, you know, the site has been stopped for months and so, and then those machineries need maintenance and people need to take care of the equipments and tools. So this is something that's we want to go in as early as possible.
And I think that another thing that has come amidst all of this has been MITI and how the approval process is going there. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, tell you, MITI approval is painful initially. A lot of submissions and then you can't get through. The website crash. And of course, they're slowly improving. Got quite a number of them got approval. Of course, a very small number are rejected. But now the latest we heard is that for the construction industry, CRDB is taking over to wet through the submission instead of everything lumping to MITI, because MITI can handle the other industry. But construction industry, I think it's a good move that CRDB is taking over. I'm not sure when they started. Have they started or not? I'm not sure. But then this is what I heard, that CIDB is taking over. It's a good news to us.
So talk to us about the guidelines. How clear are they?
No. The guideline is still finalizing. You know, they're still finalizing. We're still waiting for the SOCSO. The SOCSO is also coming up with a new guideline, latest guideline. So we are waiting for them. In fact, SOCSO is saying that those foreign workers who register with them, register with SOCSO, they are able to do the test free of charge, which SOCSO will pick up the bill. But not many of these peoples around, because majority of them are not registered with SOCSO, I think. And we are still waiting for the guideline. The current guideline is very brief, you know, 50% of the workforce is only allowed during this MCO periods, and those PPE not clear, and it's still waiting for the latest updated.
And a major part of all this is the need to test workers. So when it comes to that, can you take us through that process?
Well, all the workers, before they are allowed to be at the site, they must do the tests at the CLQ, at the CLQ area. CLQ stands for the Central Labour Quarters. So they must do the tests before they're allowed to be at the site. But of course, some are pending. In one of the guidelines, that you can go ahead to go to the site while pending the tests. So this is something that we are still not sure.
And how is the company implementing precautions like temperature checks, social distancing, hand hygiene?
Of course, temperature check is very basic. We must have, and then we also have provide the sanitations liquid, and then the mask, the face mask, and certain kind of a glove that we can provide. So this is something that we are providing, and we are going to provide in any way. And those during their meal time, we want to make sure they are. Yeah, certain kind of a social distancing is followed. You cannot group together to have their meal. We have to split them in places.
And what do you think of these sorts of guidelines, especially as they may become the new normal, right? Are things like, having that distancing difficult to do?
Well, you have to sometimes, you know, because the job has been stopped for some time, and then we have a deadline to meet. You have to deliver your project. Somehow we have to do it. We have to do it. Even though one of the guidelines is that the approval guideline is that you can only have 50% of the workforce at one time at the site. So it looks like we have to split them into shift or something like that, you know.
And for you, I guess, thinking about it, do you have any suggestions for smoothening this process of reopening industries?
Yeah, like what I say, MITI is too overloaded with this kind of a submission and approval. CIDB taking over will be a better way to smoothen the thing. And of course, when they go to the site, maybe I think every site we should have certain kind of a central before they go in. We do the test. I mean, we do the cleaning. We do the sanitations. We make sure these measures that given by the authorities are stick to. Otherwise, the clear guideline must be there. Otherwise, somebody do certain things, somebody do different things, then eventually, I think it will be a big mess. So a standard guideline, a clear standard guideline must be issued.
Right. And while the industry is waiting for the government on that standardized guidelines, are companies themselves launching their own versions of this in the meantime?
Yes. Yeah. We do. We definitely have. We definitely will come up with. They're still waiting for the association to come up with to finalize it. We have a standard guideline for the member.
Mm. And finally, I guess, you know, given that we're still unsure how long the fight against COVID-19 is going to last, how is your company preparing for any outcome in the coming months?
Well, we're still having our meeting through Zoom or through the Microsoft team. We still keep ourselves abreast of what is going on, and then our tender process still going on, even though the closing date of the tender are extended. But we work at home. All our staff are still busy working at home, and those salary, the staff have to come back to the office once a while to get all the paperwork done and then arrange for the salary. We're still working. We still have to work. Of course, not at the site, physical work, not physical work, but then office thing, we still have to be to get it done. You know, the payment for the authorities and all this, we still have to do it.
Yeah, of course. And I guess just following up on that, like you said, right, that's the office work. So in terms of physical work at the sites, how's that going?
Yeah, but then the trouble is site work is not even started yet. We can't even go in yet. We have not even go to the site yet. But once the site open, we will definitely be at the site. But as I say, we can only allow 50% of the workforce at one single time. So we have to take shift. These are the challenges now. Transportations, arrangements, you would definitely be a different ballgame, you know, not like before. Definitely for a short while, I'm not sure how long it will be. It's a totally different norm.
Dennis, thank you so much for speaking with us today. You just heard there Dennis Tan, Secretary General of the Master Builders Association Malaysia and Managing Director of Oknit Water Technology, speaking to us about the construction sector's return to operations in the third phase of the MCO, or rather all the prep that's going into getting the construction sector ready to return to operations, really. And that is, I guess, part of what we wanted to talk about today. It's not just the construction sector that's being allowed to go back to work. Other people fall into that as well. Are you one of them? Has your company started looking into gearing up once more? What are your worries? What are your hopes? Do let us know. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, Jerry says, I'm an aircraft engineer working for a local airline. My colleagues and I were asked to go for unpaid leave. I can't wait to get back to work and get back to the new normal. Hopefully, the aviation industry can recover from this crisis ASAP. And then a bunch of fingers crossed emojis, which I share. Plus, there are talks about the merger of MAB and AirAsia, which is another complicated story. My only hope is that this COVID-19 crisis can bring all this chaos to calm for the benefit of all Malaysians, whether it's for airline customers or aviation workers like myself and my fellow colleagues. Meanwhile, we have this message here from Pao, who says, I'm against mass testing of workers. The test is just a tool. It's not the truth. A single negative swab test on an asymptomatic patient means nothing because of the lag period and incubation period. People who have been compliant to the MCO can be assumed to be negative without a test. If they're infected, they will either be symptomatic or cured by now. There is no guarantee that the person will not be infected the next day after the test. Mass testing is very expensive and will need multiple tests over a few days to have high certainty of a negative result. The indication of testing should be clinical and not political. And I think that's a very interesting point. Also, because we are still talking for a long time, this testing capacity, the idea of it was something that constantly came up every single day. So I do wonder how it will be tested if you have different sectors going back to work. So yeah, keep those thoughts coming. We're going to be headed to the news. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.